yet.
I can't tell you what number it is.
I think we're like 105.
That sounds about right.
In that ballpark?
Sure, that sounds about
right. I don't have an athlete to match with that. It's been a while since I've had to dust off that game.
Do any major sports do the triple digits?
More importantly, how close are we to them doing it? Because it's got to be
inevitable.
It's
got to happen soon, right?
It's got to be on the way.
That's a great way to start our Altered State Comics podcast, sports references.
Well, I was thinking about that and was like, all right, we're dusting off the cobwebs. We're getting back in the game. What better time to talk about movies and entertainment than a time that none of it can be produced because everybody's on strike?
Yes, yes. It's a. We really are not good at timing.
No, we never have been.
We open a business at the ass end of a pandemic. That's not great timing.
Well, let's just say, not only do we open a business, we open a print media business in 2021.
Yeah.
We're nothing if not, you know.
We make it work.
Heroes of the moment.
That's right. We make it work. We make it work, though.
I was thinking about that strike lately, though. And, like, obviously, TVs, movies were in big trouble as far as things to talk about or think about or get excited about. But you, of all people, could be poised to really, really get a benefit out of this. And that the two things that will, I think, thrive.
Yes.
Comics, pro wrestling.
Agreed, 100%.
Like, there's nothing that can go on TV, but we can get weekly episodic
shit.
There's
no union for those guys. There's no comics union. There's no wrestling union.
Oh. All of the people that make the things that we love are getting so marginalized and taken advantage
of our hats
game.
Off to the independent contractor. That's what the wrestlers are. I mean, even though they're not, that's a whole nother thing. I'm not getting into the union of wrestling, but yeah.
But like, that's the thing. That's going to be, I have to think we're in poised for like a huge boom there. Wouldn't you think?
I sure hope so. I think we're already there, damn it.
Oh.
We've been booming.
I'm so sorry to offend you you can't imagine there being more wrestling fans.
As you say that, that would imply there is a downward trend for wrestling. No. Not an option. It's always on the way up.
It's just been a solid rocket to the moon since Ric Flair.
That's right. Yep, just ride that woo all the way. All the way. So now that we're back, what should we talk about?
It's been fun, guys. See you later.
Figured out. I'm going to enjoy my ruby red squirt. I got nothing. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Want to talk some comics?
I said we go dead. I mean, we are sitting in a comic shop.
We are.
So like, we've got Void Rivals sitting here. What has been your experience? I guess before we get into it, give me your elevator pitch for Void Rivals.
Void Rivals is the 80s Dennis Quaid vehicle Enemy Mine with Transformers, which is an amazing compliment. That's two things that I love.
But like, so
plus Robert Kirkman,
who did
Walking Dead. Love that. I know he's got some protractors out there. Is that right? Protractors?
Detractors.
Protractors is what
that's
used.
Math.
Okay, yeah. I'm saying
the Gen X.
He's got some protractors out there. Because, you know, he's not always great to his people he works with. Sometimes with licensing rights and things like that. But dude knows story structure.
He knows how to tell a story. Well, yeah. So the thing is, like I said, we're getting all the 80s things that you love,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
We have Transformers involved lightly at the moment.
True.
But it's setting up a Transformers G.I. Joe shared universe.
Yes.
How do you see G.I. Joe fitting into this weird futuristic space adventure? Or more importantly, as a child of the 80s who loved G.I. Joe, how would you like it to happen?
That's a good question. I really don't know. I can see... I hadn't really gone that far to think. I gotta believe on some level. Did you hear my stomach? Jeez, we're doing this very early in the morning. Didn't get my Wheaties. Maybe G.I. Joe is somehow responsible for the war. Because maybe it's in the past. I don't know. It's not a hard sell. It's a different G.I. Joe vibe to be like. In space.
Right. That's what I was like. I'm If you listen back to any of the episodes in the past that we've talked about shit in our childhood, I've never been the biggest G.I. Joe guy. I'm not anti-G.I. Joe. I just don't have I don't have skin in the game.
You know the background.
But, yeah, like, I get it, but it was never for me. But the idea of G.I. Joe not being the great American hero on Earth in the time where human soldiers make sense, does that take away from G.I. Joe? Like, if we have G.I. Joe in space in the future, is that no longer G.I. Joe, or is that just the next evolution?
Now,
I don't know.
Now, they sold it as a Transformers G.I. Joe universe, but having said that, the two G.I. Joe books are just titled Duke and Cobra Commander.
Right.
Maybe it's just about two dudes. It doesn't necessarily have to be include. I have no idea.
Okay. Anyways, I think I am at the... I am totally at the advantage here in that I loved Transformers as a kid and didn't care about G.I. Joe, so mm-hmm. it's like they could take all the liberties they want with G.I. Joe,
it
doesn't phase my fandom at all.
Yeah.
But I wonder about someone who's a hardcore fan of both, a story happening however long into the future this is going to unfold, if that's a thing that you think about.
A little bit, I guess, but I've enjoyed Kirkman stuff to the point where I trust him with a property like that, to where he wouldn't just half-ass it is the wrong word, but you know, which is two words, three words.
No, it's hyphenated.
Is it? Okay. It's a couple words.
You can let it slide.
All right, cool. I don't know. Now you've made me upset, to be honest. I hadn't thought about it that much, and now I'm worried.
Good.
I appreciate that.
That was my hope.
Ruined my Sunday.
Was to start Sunday morning sowing seeds of doubt.
Yep. Yep.
Just to create small bits of anxiety.
We're doing this to push the book, and now I'm questioning everything about it. No, I think it's going to be great. Kirkman does not only that, but even if you're I'm a G.I. Joe fan, I'm a Kirkman fan, I'm a Transformers fan, I'm a comic fan.
Yeah, you're so kind of a mark here.
It's all in there. Even if you're a speculator, I feel like this is something for you, because with the Kirkman name, with the G.I. Joe Transformers name, Kirkman's relationship with AMC and other networks, I gotta believe down the pipe this has a chance of doing something more.
For sure.
So
I don't challenge that. But I wonder, I guess.
Speaking of wonders, I got up this morning and I was getting dressed and Wonder Woman from 1979 was on.
Oh.
It's fantastic.
Holds up?
No. But just like the car chase scenes, that, you know, how they're sped up to make them look faster.
Uh-huh.
It's just all fantastic. And how, like, a 20-minute car chase scene is, like, the same shot five times because they're just going around the same corner in California because it's the only corner they could shut down to film. You know what I mean? It's great.
Some back lot in Van Nuys.
Crashing into fruit stands. You know, it was fantastic. It was fantastic.
Oh, what a time when fruit stands were a thing.
That just popped in my head, and I'm like, oh.
Continuing on Wonder Woman, I just finally watched Flash, which is weird to say finally, because as I waited till it was on home video, because I didn't have time to get to theaters.
It got there quick.
But, right. And Flash, like, what in the world? So I understand that you could not market that movie because of the Ezra Miller of it all, right?
Yeah.
We don't need to go down that road. Yeah. Enough people have done it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything new or interesting there.
Right, right.
But the moral of the story is, like, you can't promote it. Add on top of it that when it was coming out was during the writer's strike, so there weren't even late-night talk shows or writers able to go on podcasts to promote it, right? So all you could do, like, you couldn't do anything. You could run commercials on TV that no one's watching.
They did a lot of them.
So, like, I understand the marketing standpoint, you couldn't put the dollars behind it that you wanted to, but the fact that that movie did absolutely nothing in theaters, and this isn't even a statement on quality of the movie yet, like, haven't even got to that point.
Just
the fact that people didn't show up to see Michael Keaton's Batman, to see the dying breath of the Snyderverse, shocked me a little bit.
I think that's part of it. I think people are, if you're a DC movies fan, you know gun stuff is coming down the pipe, so why are you even bothering with this at this point? Like, it's not going to matter.
I mean, I don't challenge that, but also, like, the Snyder Cut was a thing.
Sure.
When it was like, hey, yeah, we didn't like this movie, so we are going to spend a gajillion dollars and do a huge fan campaign to do a version of this movie that is also not going to go anywhere because it's already in the can.
Yeah.
Like, if the Snyder Cut worked for fans, I don't understand how this didn't. And again, that's not even an assessment of the movie yet. Just
agreed,
people
right.
not yeah. showing up
yeah.
for it
yeah.
seems bonkers to me.
I don't have an answer. I agree. It's. I thought it would, just because it's what it was, would have done better than it did.
At least had some legs to it. Like, sure. I'm not saying I expected it to be like a world beater at the box office
sure.
or have, you know, an Endgame type opening
yeah.
weekend.
Yeah.
But I would have expected it to do solid business for 6 weeks.
You know, I mean, sure.
Like, respectable
yeah.
numbers
yeah.
to at least have a proper theatrical run.
It
was out of
me.
It mean, was out of most theaters in 2 weeks, man.
Yeah, yeah, it's...
And there wasn't shit pushing it out. Like, what was behind it? Indie?
It's fucking DC,
that
man.
People
it's
weren't
just,
all over.
Agreed, yeah.
Like, there was
no
nothing...
No all over anything right now.
Right.
That's kind of the problem, so...
But, like, there was nothing... There was nothing fighting for screen time, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Until yesterday with Barbenheimer.
Yeah.
But like,
which
this was already on.
I'm gonna say it. That's fucking ridiculous. That's the most ridiculous promotion I've ever heard in my life. That's so dumb.
Oh, well.
It's so dumb.
I think that's just Batfleck. That's people making things up because that's not even the same studio.
It's
Warner Brothers and Universal.
Again,
they're not cross promoting
right.
it.
No. That's movie theaters. Which hey, I like movies. I'm not gonna shit on movie theaters. But that's them just saying, no one came to Flash or Indy. We need you guys to show up.
Right, but people have.
I haven't seen the numbers. I couldn't tell you.
They're huge.
I've heard Barbie's shit.
I've heard the exact opposite.
Yeah.
I've heard it's fucking awesome from a bunch of different people. And the box office
the
has
way.
Been
yeah.
banger.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, the two of us that haven't seen it at all definitely have valid
yeah.
opinions about it.
I can honestly care less.
Really? Yeah. I'm excited to go see it.
Don't care.
I mean... Dumb hot Ryan Gosling? Come on. You're going to sign up for that tight little frame?
You're applying there's smart hot Ryan Gosling somewhere?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Once again, to each their own. Hey, I enjoy back to school. You know what I'm saying? So
movies went to shit when
right.
Rodney Dangerfield died.
That's right. That's right.
It's all been downhill since.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I like all kinds of dumb shit. I'm not... not judging anybody's preferences, but that was just kind of like it was just a weird marketing ploy to me. I don't know who did it. Obviously, it wasn't the studios because, like you said, it's not together. But it's just
I think it was the exhibitors needing something.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it but like I also think it helps that like Greta Gerwig has a nice track record at this point of successful fairly indie movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's a name that people are interested in, even though Barbie is a piece of IP. It's not the big bang bang comic book action.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
If you look at all of the things that were expected to do well that flopped, you have Flash and Indiana Jones
mm-hmm.
and Mission Impossible didn't do that great.
Yeah.
Like, all these movies that were going to be your tent poles. And I think
yeah.
that might just be people being a little bit exhausted with the big action franchises. So if you have a piece of IP,
or they just suck,
like Barbie. I mean,
let's not,
but that's the thing is, people aren't even finding out if they suck.
True, that's true.
That's
yeah.
what I'm getting. Like,
yeah.
it's usually again Flash.
I
personally thought it was a fun movie.
Yeah.
I see all the criticisms about the CG,
sure.
and don't disagree. The CG
yeah.
was shit.
Yeah.
That also just doesn't take me out of it. Like,
agreed.
When I go into any superhero movie, obviously, if I see killer effects,
yeah.
I'm stoked on them. But I also, like, that's what I'm... I know that I'm going to see things that aren't real, so when they don't look real, it doesn't, like,
right.
melt my brain.
Right. Those babies falling aren't real.
Right. It's yeah. like, yeah, no shit, man.
I think DC has done a good job of programming us to not have good expectations. So they can just put out whatever, and I'm like, oh, well, that's not shit.
They've just been pool sharpening us the whole time?
Pretty much. I mean, I dug it. I mean, I dig it. It's worth the price of admission to see, spoiler, Nick Cage in a Superman outfit flying around.
Right.
I loved it. Made me smile.
Seeing George Clooney step out of the car.
Made me fucking smile.
Very fun.
I think it's fantastic.
Obviously, getting Michael Keaton's Batman.
Yeah.
Like, a little bit of that.
I think they gave us the
best
parts.
And he's no Val Kilmer, but...
He is not. I was going to say terrible cancer joke. We're going to cut that part out. I didn't even say it. We're going to cut it out. This is the part of me thinking it. I think they gave us the best Keaton stuff in the trailers.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think they knew that was the only thing that was selling this movie.
Yeah.
Because all of the Ezra Miller stuff
and the fact that
the other DC movies haven't been particularly strong.
The biggest thing the Flash movie did was make me realize we should have gotten Batgirl. It would have made the Flash movie made sense a little more, I think.
I agree.
Keaton knew about multiverses like right away. Like, he knew it all, and he had never been in one. Like,
well,
we don't know. You know what I'm saying? So,
like, there's also the part of me that feels like the Batgirl movie was kind of was poised to be kind of Batman Beyond, but with Batgirl instead of Terry McGinnis.
Yeah,
and I'm here for that.
Which,
like,
we would have got originally, too. So,
but still, like, I think Batgirl would have scratched that itch for me. Like,
maybe.
Give me the old grizzled Batman that doesn't want to put on the cape and cowl anymore, that can't do it.
Right.
His body has betrayed him.
Yep.
Like, and then Brendan Fraser is a villain. Like, that. There's so much of that movie that...
Sounded good.
That just should work.
Right, right.
And again, because of, if they're willing to take the hit they took on Flash, and that movie's been in the can for 2 years, and they've waited this long to put it out, and...
Right.
Did so quietly, and then immediately pushed it to digital release to try to make up money there. Like, how do you not do that with Batgirl? It's absurd.
Obviously, you know, the Marvel movies and DC movies and stuff like that aren't going away. They might dial them back a little bit. You might not get five a year.
Oh, Bob Iger's pulling the reins in.
Are we seeing will we see, because of this, another rise of the indie movies?
I hope so.
Does this, you know what I mean? Like, is that part of the, I don't know if the writer's strike will do anything as far as that goes, but
I mean,
the writers and the actors strike in this point, but
I really don't. The thing is, like, you can't unring that streaming bell.
Sure.
And I don't know that anything brings back the movie theater the way that it was 5 years ago, even.
Yeah.
Like, pre-COVID times, I think people have gotten very comfortable watching stuff at home.
Sure.
I think there's more money to be made there. I think there will be... I think streamers will raise their prices. And I think more stuff will be digital release, like... Flash style this close, but at a premium price point.
Sure.
Like, it's $25 to watch it at home.
Yeah.
I could see that model working.
That's to own, not to rent, yes.
Correct. Well, to rent's $20.
Oh, shit, yeah. Okay.
So, it was $5 to watch it twice.
Gotcha.
But, like, I don't know what brings back the spectacle in going to the movie theaters. I think... Right now, really the only thing that props up movie theaters is kids' movies, frankly, because parents want to get their kids out of the house. Like, you know, those Disney animated movies and, like, super family-friendly movies still do well. And again, it's because of people like me that want to take my kids to the movie because they don't want to sit at home and do something.
Yeah.
I don't know... If out of all of this we get the pendulum swinging the other way, or the pendulum falling off and going in a new way, and obviously the industry is not going to die.
Sure.
It's since the dawn of time, entertainment and everything has evolved with the next thing.
Right.
So I'm not saying, woe is me, the past is dead. Movie theaters are gone. But I don't know.
What's this new version of it
gonna
look like?
And I think this summer proved. I think this summer proved beyond the shadow of a doubt that the current model is broken. Because, like, obviously COVID changed everything with really accelerating the streaming and home entertainment part of it.
Sure.
Like, that put a that really swung the door wide open on what was hurting theaters. But now we're, so you know, we're 3 years removed from the heart of COVID, and Indiana Jones can't make money.
Right.
The Flash can't make money. So it's like the pandemic's no longer an excuse as to why that doesn't make money. And I think this is the first time the studios have to kind of take note of that and see, like, you know, what do we do with our marketing budget and movie budgets moving forward? How do we allocate what's a streaming release and what's a theatrical release? How do we make people want to go to the theater to spend a premium and create an experience?
Basically, you're telling me that you, Jonathan Bruntz, believe in your heart of hearts that the coronavirus was a conspiracy, like with the streaming services, to get everybody to stay home and watch that stuff.
Bringing in my government name for this? Come on. Come on, man.
Just making sure it's clear that you believe that, not me.
I am just saying that
State Comics is in no way responsible for the beliefs of John Bruntz.
That accelerated the process is all I'm saying.
Of course, I am joking.
But you know what I think? What I would like to see come of this, because I do think this plays a bigger role than maybe people are willing to admit, for the movie theaters to come back at scale, I think it might be time for the rise of the fucking editor again. So, because, like, I don't want to go watch a 2.5 hour movie every time.
Yeah.
Like, when Endgame was pushing 3 hours, it was like, okay, you're culminating 10 years worth of storylines. Like, you
makes
need
sense.
That.
Yeah.
I don't need Indiana Jones to be 3 fucking hours.
Yeah.
Give me a cool 100 minutes.
I'm
like,
hoping to go see Oppenheimer tomorrow, and I really didn't realize it was like 3+.
Yeah, like that's your whole day.
That's a biopic, so I guess a little different, but still.
But it's like, it just doesn't need to be. It's your whole day.
Right.
And like, I think that's a lot of why you're not getting people going to the theaters, because like, I can't fit that in.
Right. Right.
You need to
watch that in pieces almost sometimes.
Right.
Right.
Or like, if I'm gonna go, say for, I think a lot of people would be in a similar position to me, and that you're parents to young kids, right? So if I'm going to go see a movie that isn't kid friendly, I've either got to be like, hey, Libby, hang out with the kids, I'm going to the theater, or I go after they're asleep. You know how hard of an ask it is to get, because it's,
I thought you just leave them in the car.
Because it's driving to the theater, and then it's the trailers. Yep. So, like, all in, you're at a 4-hour experience.
Right.
So if I'm waiting until they go to bed, I'm not gonna go to a 10 o'clock start time
right.
on a fucking work night, get home at 2 in the morning.
Yep.
And I'm not going to be able to be like, hey, Libby, I just got home from work. Sorry, I'm going out until midnight to see a movie. Like, what the fuck?
This has been Old Man Problems with Brandon and John. Got to get to bed before 10, kids.
Right. But I do think that is the role. We need the editors to come back.
Movie theaters need to close by midnight. Only bad things go on after dark.
I'm just saying, if we want.
No, I was with you, then all of a sudden, that in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, fuck, we're old going to bed by that. Yeah.
That's a fact. Yeah. But no, but like, if they want theaters
That's
to
okay.
come back.
I spent my Saturday night, because I sent you a picture of the cereal as I was shopping. I was at Walmart on a Saturday night, and I found, I should have got it. I should have got it at this point. Icy cereal. That's disgusting. I'm sorry.
It's got to be mentholated, right? Like, that's got to be what makes it cold in your mouth.
It cools your mouth.
Yeah, that's menthol, dog. Presented by Newport. Icy cereal.
Part of me is so happy to see that. Because
Kellogg's and Cools.
At least kids today are getting the same chemicals that I got in my cereal as a child, and that makes me happy. Pass it on to the next generation. We won't just have all the weird cancers. They're going to get them, too.
Yes! Brought to you by Ruby Red Squirt.
Ruby Red Squirt. I cut you off there. I apologize. But
no, that's I think, like I said, I think movie theaters come back when we start to get, again, those kids movies. Those are 90 to 110 minutes.
Yeah.
I think you need the 3-hour movie needs to be the exception, not the rule. And like, I can't remember the last movie I saw, superhero or otherwise, that was under 2 hours.
Right. Right.
Like that. Two hours should be a long movie.
I think a big part of it is that we don't have the comedy type movie, the hour 30, the hour
right.
20, in and out, fucking laugh the whole time, and then we're gone movie. They don't do those anymore. They really don't.
Well, they do those for streaming.
For streaming, sure.
The romantic comedies,
right.
The stoner comedies,
right.
like
Adam Sandler has a deal with Netflix.
Those go straight to streaming. Sure, and right. I think that's what the movie theaters are going to need.
Yeah.
Is they're going to need a movie that is...
something fun.
Right. Something accessible. Yeah. Like I said, light. Like, if I can go to the movies when it's light out and come out and it's still light out, that would be tight.
Yeah.
Again, so I can get home before the street lights come on.
That's right. That's right. No, I get what you're saying. 100%. 100%.
But
I don't know why this popped in my head again. I was watching the news the other night. Our buddy John from Alamo House.
Oh, tight.
Shout out to John. Was on there talking about, you know, the thing I just shit all over. The Barbie and the Oppenheimer thing. I'm going to go see Oppenheimer. I'm down for that.
At the Alamo Draft House.
Possibly. Yeah, maybe.
Come on, man. I teed it up for you, motherfucker.
I should, but goddammit. By the time I get there, that's an all-day event. I mean, I'd be gone for
but it's
hours.
Worth it, because the cheese fries are excellent.
Those are some good cheese fries. I don't know where I was going. Where was I going?
John was on the TV promoting Barbenheimer.
And now I totally blanked as to where I was going with that. I apologize.
And once again, this has been the Old Man Show with Brandon and John.
Shit.
But yeah, I think that may be as good a place as any.
Wow. Yeah, we're stopping there for sure, because I got nothing left.
To call it a day. Yeah. But we are super excited to get back in the saddle. I know it's going to take us a minute to knock the
find
the
our
dust
footing
off,
apparently. Yeah.
But
I just fell off the tracks.
We're going to be back with weekly shows, hopefully get some guests on, and maybe be promoting some cool stuff coming up around the store.
Yep.
So you can find us at Altered State Comics, 671 Big Bend, alteredstatecomics.com, Instagram, YouTube,
Facebook, because we're old.
Facebook, Twitter. August 19th, we're going to have Customer Appreciation Day up here, so we're going to have everything on sale from new releases, back issues, trade papers, toys. Everything's going to be discounted at different rates, so keep your eyes out for that. Yep. And we'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.